it makes it hard to get up and get going to work. I think about those poor flaggers. Is Trina still here? Oh, she's gone. Okay. I would see them standing on the side of the road, you know, and the weather just getting terrible. And I could imagine them repeating to themselves over and over, Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. They have to think of something to make themselves stand there holding their flag and their radio in that terrible weather. Work and pleasure. You've seen the sign, the worst day of fishing beats the best day at the office. And hunting in Kayana, we saw pictures of different hunts. And those moose are so big. The fun is over after the trigger is squeezed. And the moose is lying there on the side of the bank. It's just a lot of work, a lot of work. But there's still pleasure because of the results, the food that you enjoy from that. Praise God. Shopping is already upon us. We're already getting ads in the mail of the early Black Friday. Black Friday deals coming a week before, over a week before. And the shop till you drop syndrome is still pretty strong and healthy in the Western world and especially in the U.S. How do they make room in their closets and dressers for all of that stuff? You know, two things have sprung up in the last few decades that I've noticed in the American economy. Two that could perhaps have been fads, and you know how fads come and go. These two have outlasted any fads. And the first one is the espresso stands. Espresso stands that are multiplying. There used to be just a few in town, but my word, you go just about every block, and there's a new espresso stand. And that's so that you won't drop before you're done shopping. That's so you can keep on going. Then the other thing that I've noticed in our economy are the storage units. More and more storage units to store everything that you shopped for before you dropped. Or at least the old stuff until you have a garage sale and you store that there because you might need it and will enjoy the new stuff. People today seem to be focused on pleasure. More so than they work. I read a statement by Gordon Dahl that said, people work at their play at their worship, and worship their work. And I think that's not just a play on words that he's making there. I think that's a very real statement. People work at their play at their worship, and worship their work. And that's the order of priority that they have. And you make an observation of people today, and you see where their focus is, you see where their priority is, and it bears out what has been stated. But thank God the child of the Lord knows that the true priority, the true arrangement of those three entities is worship, and then work, and then play. Amen. And thank God that we're able to put those in the right priority. Now, the works of the Lord. Everybody say that. The works of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for his works. And that's what's emphasized in the short verse that we read. And what an understatement. The works of the Lord are great. That can be expanded and expounded upon to a great great length, but it is indeed an understatement. God worked in creation for 6 days. When he said, let there be light, everything else is linked to that statement. Light was his first priority. Spiritual light will lead to eternal light, and that's why we're so intent on following it and so determined that we're not going to allow, you know, a Satan who transforms himself into an angel of light, the Bible says. We're not going to allow him to distract us. We're going to move on in the eternal light that the Lord has for us. I've heard it said that 10 times in the opening chapter of Genesis, 10 times it records, and God said, the Ten Commandments, and God said. Those commandments have never been broken. What we call the Ten Commandments have never been kept. And that's the situation that we find mankind in. And that's why there needs to be identification here of work and pleasure in the things of the Lord. Works are mentioned 4 more times in chapter 111. I'll go through them real quick here. Verse 3, his work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. Verse 4, he hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Verse 6, he hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. Verse 7, the works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. It's interesting that those 5 times in that chapter that the works of the Lord are emphasized. Praise God. And I'm glad he does a work in your life. I'm glad he does a work in my life. And that work is not short-lived. We know Philippians 1 and 6 says, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's going to continue, praise God, until the time that the trumpet sounds and we're in the presence of the Lord forever. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 11. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 11. Brother Levi used this verse in a devotional at Kingdom Prayer. And I noticed while he was sharing that, the link of the two words, pleasure and work. Wherefore also we pray always for you. That's the combination of praying for one another. Praise God. That our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Praise God for his goodness and the work of faith that appropriates that goodness and brings it to our level. And then pleasure and work combined for the blessing that God wants to put in your life. Amen. Thank God for the privilege of praying for one another. Amen. And work and pleasure. When he read that verse, I wondered, are there other verses that combine work and pleasure? And I found only 2 more, Philippians 2 and 13, and then the passage that we read from Psalm 111. But let's look at 2 Thessalonians 1 and 11 for just a moment here. That God would count you worthy. I think what God counts as worthy is worth looking at. Because there's a lot of influence, a lot of pressure, a lot of information that would try to pull you away from what God counts as worthy and what people think is worthy, what education or religion or philosophy, and on and on the list can go. But what God counts as worthy is definitely worth looking at. Amen. And he wants to count you worthy of this calling. And the calling is out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise God. And how much is that worth? Amen. Praise God. How much is that worth? That's worth a lot. Amen. And thank God we can fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness. Fulfill that. Amen. And see the hand of God work in our lives. Psalm 16 and 11, the psalmist talks about the fullness of joy and the fullness that's there. Not just a measure, not just a portion, but the fullness of joy. In His presence, there's fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Praise God. And thank God that we're able to understand that's what the Lord desires to impart to us, His pleasures forevermore. Thank God He's allowed us to start on them here and now. We have the earnest of our inheritance. We have a down payment of what is going to be the fullness, the completion that God wants to bring to us. Amen. And how foolish to sell ourselves short. Amen. The young men in Luke 15, we often focus on the one that we call the prodigal. Actually, they both were prodigal. If prodigal means waste, and that's what it stands for, somebody who wastes opportunity or wastes things, we often focus on the one who went to a far country. But both of those young men wasted opportunity. Why should we shortchange ourselves like the man who went to the far country and partied and spent all that he had and ended up in the pig pen and was tempted to eat the food that was intended for the pigs that he was caring for? When he returned home, the celebration was great, and rightly so. Praise God. We'll rejoice along with the angels in heaven over the ones who return. Praise God. And be thankful for the blessings that the Lord gave. But that elder brother and his attitude that kept him from enjoying the celebration of his brother being home and kept him from enjoying the celebration that his dad could have thrown for him at any time. All that I have is thine. How did he miss that? How did he not understand, you know, the blessings that he had? I suppose him comparing himself and saying, I'm not like my brother who went and wasted his inheritance with righteous living and harlots, and so I'm not like that. And yet recognizing that he wasted opportunities as well. Be sure all the promises of God are fulfilled for you. Don't eliminate some of them and say, well, that doesn't fit me. That's way beyond my scope of experience. I'm not going to be able to achieve that. No. Praise God. See what the Lord will do and understand the power of His works. Amen. That's what Psalm 111, verse 6 says. He hath showed His people the power of His works. And then notice this, that He may give them the heritage of the heathen. The power of His works, so that there will be the heritage of the heathen that comes your way. Now, that's not talking about their culture. It's not talking about their goods. It's not talking about anything of material value. It's talking about the heathen themselves. A harvest. Amen. An increase. We look at Psalm 2 and 8, where the Lord challenges, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Praise God. And we're asking the Lord for an increase. We're believing the Lord for that growth. We're trusting God that new ones are going to come in. Praise God. And you're praying exactly the word of God, what the word of God says. Amen. Is God pleased to answer that? It's His pleasure. Amen. Keep praying. Keep working. Keep desiring. Thank God. and keep calling upon the Lord. Jeremiah 33:3 is still a promise that I hold to, where the Lord says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. A lot of things I don't know. A lot of things I have experienced in my walk with God. A lot of good things that I can fall back on and let my faith be bolstered and increased, that God is going to continue to do that kind of work. But, oh, so much more that I haven't seen. And he promised, I'll show you. Just call. Just ask. Praise God. And thank the Lord. We can put that together, faith with power, and see the Lord do his work. Signs follow the believers, according to what Jesus said, in my name. Praise God. So his powerful name, the source of the power that he wants to work in our lives. And he will confirm that word with signs following. These signs shall follow them that believe. And then he did it. Praise God. They went forth everywhere preaching. And the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. So we know it worked for the disciples in the early church, and it'll work for us in the latter days as well. Praise God. Philippians 2:13, the other passage that I found that has work and pleasure. Philippians 2:13, God working in you. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God working in you is what works. That's what brings the change. That's what shows the power. His faith, his grace, his mercy, his spirit. Praise God. And thank the Lord that to will is the want to. I want to serve God. I want to obey him. I want to walk with him. Praise God. And to do is the work at it, the work ethic that we employ in our desire to serve the Lord. Amen. I read somewhere that this is what we have to do. Work the word in order for the word to work. Amen. Work the word. How do we work the word? By reading it, by studying it, by memorizing it, by applying it. Make the word work for you. Amen. And that's how the word will work. And thank God we see the amazing results of what the Lord, and we sang it, look what the Lord has done. Praise God. And thank the Lord that we can review where the Lord has brought us from, not before a desire to return to any of that garbage, but to recognize he's brought us a long ways. Hallelujah. And he'll continue to do so as we put our trust in the Lord. Work is emphasized in the Gospels, the Lord's work. That's what the Gospels are, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. They describe the works that the Lord did. And John in particular uses those two words, work and words, work and works, extensively in his gospel. 9 times the word work appears, 19 times the word works appears. So the Lord emphasized that. And he told him, believe me for the work's sake. See what I'm doing. Watch what's happening. And then let your faith respond to that. Praise God. And certainly there were powerful things for them to hear as well before Abraham was, I am. Oh boy, they made the connection very quickly with that statement. And they took up stones to stone him because of what he was claiming. Thank God we know how powerful his claim is and the reality in that claim. Praise God. So both to will and to do of his good pleasure, that's what he is working in you. Now, to will in the Greek means determine, choose, prefer, be inclined to. That's what will means. He wants you to determine. He wants you to choose. He wants you to prefer. He wants you to be inclined to. And the do is real easy. Be active. Just be active. Just do it. Praise God. Thank the Lord we continue the book of Acts, not the book of talk, not the book of good intentions, the book of Acts. Be active in your determination to follow the Lord and let God work in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Amen. Praise God. The Lord compared giving good gifts. You know, He said, you give to your children, and compared that to the Heavenly Father. He said, your child asks for bread, you won't give him a stone. Your child asks for fish, you won't give him a serpent. Your child asks for an egg, you won't give him a scorpion. Goodness, can you imagine an omelet made out of that? A toast would be a little bit hard. But we know what the point that the Lord was making. You know how to give good gifts. How much more? Praise God. And I'm thankful He pointed it out, and He specified the gift that the Lord is going to give. How much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? You know, have you run across anybody who said, well, if the Lord wants to give me His Spirit, He'll give it to me. I don't have to ask Him. This shoots that right in the head. Heavenly Father, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. Amen. And thank God, why wouldn't you ask for the outpouring of the Spirit? How incredible, how powerful that is. Amen. And thank the Lord for that power. Now, there are instances in the Scripture where half the kingdom was promised. The first one is Esther. And Haman is doing his treachery. He is he's being very two-faced and not just from the standpoint of his social interactions. He's actually plotting slaughter for the people of God. But Esther has been inspired to step forward, and she is trusting the Lord to step in on her behalf, because she knows to come before the king uninvited is it can have drastic consequences. But when she comes before the king in Esther 5 and 6, he offers to her, even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Oh my, what a settling effect that must have had on her. What a recognition that what Mordecai said, you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this. You know, it just fortified her. It just encouraged her, amen, and helped her to recognize God indeed was given her favor, and she could be the one that would be the deliverance for all of her people. Praise God. And the second time, chapter 7 and verse 2, the king repeated to Esther, it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom. Now, he had the power to do so. He had the ability to make it happen. And praise God, she was then able to make her request, able to reveal the wicked plot of Haman, and to the point that he actually ended up being killed on those gallows that he was constructing, and the people of the Lord being delivered. Praise God. To the half of the kingdom for a godly purpose. The other promise of half of the kingdom is not in as godly a setting. Herod had a party, and his dancing daughter pleased him. And he remarked in Mark 6:23, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. And, you know, two amazing things here, two amazing things. That she would ask for the head of John the Baptist. and receive it. The second thing is her mother would advise her to ask for the head of John the Baptist. Pretty wicked. Pretty awful. Pretty, you talk about dirty deeds.
Yeah.
That goes way beyond the definition of an example of a dirty deed. Yeah. It's horrible. But that's the kind of world we're living in right now. I mean, there were a family would live in Kenai for a while that had been involved in the murder of 8 people in Ohio. Just who would have suspected? Who would have thought? But here they are. You probably saw them. You may have said hi to them somewhere on the street. They might have bought a hot dog from you. My goodness. What a horrible thing. But that's what's happening in our world today. That's why a boldness like AJ showed.
Yeah.
Amen. To say, can I pray for you?
Yeah.
I know a God that heals. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And your witness, your testimony. I know things may be tough for you right now, but I know a God who gives peace. I know a God who answers.
Yeah.
I know a God who forgives.
Yeah.
Praise God. And your testimony being very powerful in that way. The Lord desires to give you his kingdom. And he doesn't qualify it by a fraction. He doesn't say a half, a third, a fourth, an eighth, whatever. He says it's a Father's good pleasure. Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Praise God. that puts in the shade, in the shadows, what Ahasuerus and Herod offered as far as their half of the kingdom. Amen. The kingdom of the Lord, he is pleased to give that to you. No wonder he taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Praise God, because he wants it to. Amen. He wants it to be fulfilled. And we know the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God. Romans 14:17, also Colossians 1:15. We have been delivered from darkness and translated into the kingdom. Praise God. And being born again, Jesus said, you can see the kingdom, you can enter the kingdom if you are baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't say those words exactly, did he? But what he said was be born of the water, which the apostles knew was baptized in Jesus' name. Be born of the Spirit, which the apostles knew was receiving the Spirit speaking in another language.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And thank God that power is received and made a reality in our lives. So his work and his pleasure. Thank God he fulfills them in our lives. Now, here's the question. Can we be as pleased to be involved in his work, regardless of capacity, regardless of position, regardless of what it might be? Amen. It can be just asking somebody at work, is it okay if I pray with you? Amen. It can be any aspect of working here in the building. And thank you again for a tremendous job on the potluck. The decorations were wonderful. The cleanup with everybody putting their hands to it went really well. Praise God. And that's good. That's good training for our young people. The Bible says it's good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Amen. Learn how to do those things. Learn how to work together on a team. Praise God. And that's not real glamorous. That's not real, hey, look at me. But it's the work of the Lord. Amen. And the custodial help that you give to the walkers, any aspect there It is so important. Praise God. Many of you have pickups. My pickup doesn't have to be the one that picks up that trash that's stored in the furnace room. If you have a pickup, swing by here and check and see if there's some trash in there. Praise God. And then when I go in there and look, say, oh, good, somebody already got rid of it. And I don't have to carry those four bags up and toss them away. Because I've got a study here about work and pleasure. And share with you how you can be involved in work and pleasure with the work of the Lord. Praise God. And have God demonstrate his spirit and his strength for you. And then the harvest. Oh, yeah. Ask me, and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. Praise God. And that verse is becoming more and more applicable, isn't it? In our day and age, that people don't know the Bible. They don't know the Word of God. They think they do. But they might not even be able to find it in their house. So that term heathen is becoming more and more of a fitting term in our day and age. And you have that light. You have that knowledge. You have that experience. Praise God. Stand with me. You have that ability to share the word of the Lord. Praise God. And not just looking at verses and leaving a mask of confusion on them, but sharing what it means, taking the time to explain what the Lord is saying, what the Lord is doing. Praise God. And that is going to be the determining factor on what you take to heaven. We know nothing is going to go with you as far as material things. Nothing. You brought nothing in, you're going to take nothing out. But what you will take is a soul that you reached. A soul that you helped obey the Word of God. A soul that you helped pray through to the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And the blessings of the Lord. So that very easily establishes the priority. What's the priority? Praise God. And seeing the hand of the Lord displayed. Your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. His work, his pleasure, we can see fulfilled in our lives. Amen. And his power displayed in a great way. Would you come and pray here for just a few minutes? Praise God. Oh, yes, Lord, we want your kingdom to come. We want your will to be done. Praise God. Amen. And we're so thankful it's not just a half. It's not just a portion, a fraction. It says whole kingdom. Amen. A man would promise half the kingdom and probably fairly substantial in what they were holding forth, what they were offering. Now, whether or not they would have given it is another story, because they were not asked for half of their kingdom. But the Lord is letting us know, I can give it the whole thing to you. I can impart it all to you. Praise God. Our looking for it, our desire for it, our hope for what God wants to impart to us. Amen. That's got to be our focus. Thank God. Can we ask the Lord to help us to keep that focus, to keep that desire, to keep that looking for his kingdom to come, his will to be done. Jesus.